In Algeria, Rai music, a kind of North African pop, is flourishing again after coming under attack from Islamic fundamentalists. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from the West Algerian city of Oran, the birthplace of Rai.
On a warm summer night in this port city on the Mediterranean, a lineup of Rai stars seduces thousands of dancing, cheering fans with their rhythmic sounds. Local artist Sheb Hindi warms up the crowd with his traditional dance beats. While Sheb Jalul keeps the audience on its feet with his hit single Ma'alesh. This is the opening of the Oran Rai Music Festival, featuring artists from Algeria and the diaspora. But this isn't just any summer music festival. This one is happening in a country devastated by a 10-year battle between the government and Islamist extremists, a battle that has cost more than 120,000, mainly civilian, lives. And Rai, arguably the most popular music in Algeria, is a defiant survivor of efforts by the Islamists to wipe it out, says music critic Mateir Kouida. The Islamists are ideologically opposed to Rai, he says. They reject music, and they reject the themes of Rai, those of alcohol, women, and love. In 1992, Algeria plunged into civil war when the government cancelled national elections after it became clear that a now-banned Islamist party would win. Islamic militants turned on the government and symbols of Western influence. Rai became a natural target. One of the first victims was Oran's most beloved Rai singer, Sheb Hosni, gunned down in front of his home in 1994. A total of four Rai musicians were killed during the height of the civil war between 1994 and 1997. Islamists threatened to attack anyone who sang, played, or even listened to Rai. For a while, Oran's local recording industry came to an almost complete standstill. Musicians left the country for France in droves. Sheb Hosni's sister, Nasara Chakroun, says the Islamists' persecution of Rai was pointless. They stopped nothing, she says bitterly. You can't kill music. You can't kill art. As proof, Rai continued to be sung and performed, albeit much more discreetly. And in 1997, an unexpected trend emerged, says music critic Mateir Kouida. We journalists call it gay Rai, he says, and it's an extraordinary phenomenon because gay musicians emerged at a time of great fear when people were being assassinated. Gay men, sometimes dressed as women, began performing before packed crowds in local cabarets, singing about love between men and men and women and women, major taboos in Algeria's conservative macho society. It was a reaction to the oppressiveness of the times, says Kouida. Today, Rai, sung by gay musicians like Sheb Abdou, is still popular, though not as risky as before. The civil war has mainly been contained to remote regions of the country. And in Oran, the recording industry is churning out music once again. Local artists are battling for recognition in an Algerian market where millions dream of becoming Rai stars, one of their few tickets out of the misery of Algeria, says local Rai singer Abbas. Every musician dreams of becoming a celebrity, like Sheb Khalid or Sheb Mami, he says. Khalid and Mami are Rai's international superstars, Algeria's ambassadors to the world, some say. Both were born dirt poor, started singing in Oran, then left for France in the mid-80s, where their careers blossomed. In 1999, Sheb Mami recorded the hit single Desert Rose with rock star Sting, earning him international fame. But it's Khalid who wears the crown, the king of Rai.
Did
Khaled's music, like this song Didi, has topped France's pop charts and outsold Michael Jackson in India. More than any other musician, Khaled transformed Rai from a local musical style into a global music phenomenon. Like rock and roll, Rai emerged from the frustrations of the working class. In the 40s, poor women from the country began singing in the brothels of Iran. Their music, part Bedouin, part Andalusian, part Egyptian, later served as the influence for Rai. In the 70s, young men, who dubbed themselves Sheb, which means boy, began experimenting with synthesizers and drum machines, mixing Western music with local styles. Out of this mélange, Rai, opinion in Arabic, was born, says music critic Meliani Moussaoui.
Et donc le Rai va dire je.
Rai speaks about the individual, I, me, says Moussaoui. A lot of songs say, I'm sick of my parents, I don't like my neighbors. Rai is anti-establishment, he adds, but it's not trying to be provocative. But in the socialist-led Algeria of the 1970s and 80s, the authorities viewed Rai with horror. Until 1985, it was banned from Algerian television. The government now recognizes that Rai is an important tool in its propaganda war against Islamists, and they help to promote events like the Oran Rai Festival. It's also one of the simple pleasures that many Algerians at the festival say they have in a country suffering from severe social, political, and economic problems. Rai makes you forget the suffering, forget the problems, says 35-year-old Nasira Jamal. Rai makes you dream. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Oran.